This is RÚV English Radio with Darren Adam, daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.
Hello, this is RÚV English Radio. My name's Darren Adam. Thanks very much for your company today. I can't believe it's been a year since we last met the neighbours and previewed a special Iceland Airwaves event taking place. The neighbours in this case are Scotland, and a variety of bands and artists will be playing once again this coming Saturday at Lucky Records in Reykjavik. I'm going to speak to someone now who did appear last year doing his only or first ever solo experience, but I'm delighted to say that all of the band Haver are going to be taking part this coming Saturday. So welcome to RÚV English Radio to Billy Kennedy. Hi, Billy.
Hello, Darren. Thank you so much for having me.
So you were here last year, but it was just a solo performance for you. But I guess you liked it so much, you felt the need to come back.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, it was one of the best experiences I've had, especially last year. I'd never, like you say, I'd never played solo. And then when we got the opportunity to come back, we were kind of chatting if the band could do it and what kind of formation we could do, what kind of set we could do. And yeah, we've kind of rejigged the set a wee bit to make it work for the record store. So it's kind of like a stripped back more alternative kind of, I don't know, messed up set, but I think it's going to be quite nice. It's a really nice intimate set, and I think it's ideal for what we've kind of prepared. I hope it is. I hope people enjoy it.
And this was your first time in Iceland as well, I think, last year, wasn't it?
Yeah. I'm kind of gutted I didn't do as much as I kind of thought I would. It was a brief visit, and I was so nervous last year that I kind of just stayed in the room and practiced. So, but this year I feel a lot more comfortable because I can hide with the other guys there kind of protecting me. So I plan on actually getting out and about and doing a bit more. But what I did see, I was absolutely blown away. Like, you know, it was a short 2 days, but it's beautiful. A lot of similarities to Scotland as well, I think. Like, it's like, yeah, well, stunning. I hope to get back more.
The Meet the Neighbours programme, which we talked about last year with Oscar, who's behind all of this, of course, I'll put a link up to that on the page accompanying the show, is intended to, I guess, bring out those similarities and link Scotland and Iceland musically. And there are some Icelandic acts, of course, that you'll be performing with on the day, which I guess you did last year as well. You'd have met some other acts from here in Iceland.
Yeah, we did last year. I'm awful with names, but I feel awful because I can't remember names, but like,
they may have forgotten you. It's okay.
Yeah, I hope so. So then I don't feel so bad. But no, it was really cool. We'd gone out to see the band the night before, because we had like a wee night in town. I remember we went out to see them like full band, and it was like a proper rock show, and it was just incredible. And then they were so nice and kind of helpful as well, and like very nice to chat to and super polite. And I think like most musicians are, I guess. But it was just, I loved it last year being part of it. And kind of, there was a few Scottish bands obviously as well, Meet the Neighbours, so I made a few friends from Scotland which I didn't have prior to the trip.
The band Haver have really made a lot of progress, I think, in the last couple of years, but of course you have a following from your time in the band Frightened Rabbit, which a lot of people will know about, and here in Iceland that band quite well known as well. Have you found that you've had that following that's continued from your previous project?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to kind of get away from it, I guess. Like, in terms of music, I would say Scott in Frightened Rabbit was my biggest influence, and then being in the band, it's influenced the music quite a lot. So there's like super similarities there in terms of like structures of songs, kind of similar writing techniques and stuff like that. So kind of fortunate that there's a crossover. So there is a lot of Frightened Rabbit fans reaching out, and you know, it's quite weird because I'm not used to being that front person, the one who's like vulnerable and putting songs out, and to get the support from that kind of community, the Rabbit fans, it's super, super incredible. And yeah, it's kind of building. But I think I like to think there's new fans as well, kind of hearing Haver for the first time and then kind of not knowing about Frightened Rabbit, which is also quite special and quite surreal, because I never thought in a million years I'd be doing a band where I was the singer. But
well, I was going to say, obviously you did have to step up, I guess, would be one way of putting it, into that role with the new project. It sounds like you were as surprised by that as anyone.
Yeah, I mean, I'd got asked, I was working with a school, I work in my old high school, the school that Scott Grant and I went to from Frightened Rabbit. I got asked to work in a music project with the kind of kids with like neurodiverse kind of like issues and just like kind of mental health issues and stuff like that in school. And they asked me along to kind of mentor, then kind of patron, kind of coordinate the project a bit. And with that, we put on a live show, and then we were showcasing the work we'd done, and they asked if I would play, having never played a gig before my own or like as a band. So I ended up stupidly saying yes, and I had to write songs for it. But I'd had songs, I'd been writing songs for quite a while, but I'd never ever shared them with anyone. So it was that kind of spurred me on to do it. And yeah, it was weird getting kind of jumping out of that, taking that leap. But I love it. I hate it, and I love it because I'm very nervous still, but I love making music, and it's cool. It's kind of testing my brain a lot just
Which
now.
but which bit's winning? The hating of doing it or the loving that you've done it?
The love, I love it. We've literally just finished our album. Like, it's taken a while, it's taken 6 months, but it's a stupid, I put in our kind of funding application, it would take us 12 days, and it took us 6 months. So I underestimated the amount of work that goes into recording an album. But it was just availabilities and stuff that got in the way. But now it's finished. It's super exciting. So now I've got the task of like MDing it, kind of musical directing it, trying to get what I think sounds great on record. I have to kind of try and reproduce that with a live show now, and I love it. It's hard work, and yeah, I've been juggling too many plates recently in work and music, so I kind of need to take a bit of a break and just focus on music now, I think.
Well, a busy weekend ahead here in Iceland, which I
Yeah.
know you're going to enjoy. We're actually talking on Zoom at the moment. You're back in the UK because you haven't arrived yet at the time of
No,
this
no, no.
conversation. You've only got a couple of days, but they'll be quite hectic. You know that we love music here in Iceland. What do you know of the Icelandic music scene? Are there bands that you have followed and been aware
I
of?
mean, I love Sigur Rós. Like, see, growing up, or when I was in my late teens, Sigur Rós were a huge, huge influence. And then Jonsi's solo record is probably one of my
The
favorite
first album.
albums. And yeah, and I remember, like, when Frightened Rabbit went into Peter Kaitis's studio to record Midnight Organ Fight, he'd just been recording the record, so there was all this sheet music out that like his partner had like kind of come and created and stuff, and we were just like prop starstruck by a piece of music, written music, and we're like, wow, can we take that? So I remember we took some away, and yeah, like Sigur Rós. And actually, we've got a weird kind of connection with Of Monsters and Men. Our Frightened Rabbit manager now manages Of Monsters and Men, and they've just obviously come back with a new album, which is outstanding as well. One of my neighbors actually used to tour manage and do sound for them as well for a long time, so it's quite nice. He's always told us how beautiful and lovely the guys are. We'd actually seen them a long time ago at festivals. We'd kind of played quite a similar bill. I used to always go and watch them as well, and obviously like York, and I think the Icelandic music's stunning. Sigur Rós to me is still one of the best live shows I've ever seen, when like they're using the bowed guitars and like the huge drape in front of the screen. It's just, yeah, it's mind blowing.
Yeah, I
Yeah.
saw them as a special treat for my 50th birthday a couple of years ago.
Nice.
We went to Boston to see
Amazing.
them live as part of their world tour, and this was just before the Auta album, the most recent album. And it was stunning because you couldn't tell basically where the orchestra ended and the band began. You know, it wasn't a band that were backed by an orchestra. The whole thing was completely seamlessly blended into this single experience. And
That's
that was
amazing.
the most recent gig that I saw of them. And doubtless there are all
Nice.
kinds of treats that await us as far as Sigur Rós are concerned. So you'll
Totally.
be here again with the whole band this weekend, which is great. You probably know already that Iceland's very collaborative when it comes to music. All the bands want to work with each other. Would you welcome a collaboration with Icelandic musicians, maybe?
100%. Yeah, absolutely. They could absolutely help MD the music for us, and yeah, I'd love to. I'd collaborate with anyone, to be honest. Like, take a bit of pressure off me, but no, some voices over there, and yeah. Also, the studios are a lot prettier in Iceland as well. Like, I've seen quite a few over the years, and yeah, I'd actually love to work in Iceland, to come over and do something there.
Yeah,
It'd be cool.
it's a wonderful place, as will be confirmed to you and your bandmates when you're over. And I hear that one of your bandmates is particularly keen to visit the Penis Museum here in.
Yes, Craig, our band member Craig, or we call him Brugie, he's very excited, maybe a bit too much, but yeah. It's quite funny because we're trying to plan it all in, and it's like, okay, how do we do this? But I think that's his priority. I was saying about going swimming, but I think this is top of his list. And yeah,
Well,
I'm up for it. It's good to see
swimming
what
is
yours.
essential. It is absolutely something that has to happen. And pretty much wherever you are in Iceland, even in the smallest of villages, you will find a municipal swimming pool where you can go outside into the hot pots and the cold pots as well and enjoy that. So I know that's very much on your list as well. So your schedule's filling up already, isn't it?
It's a short stay as well. We fly home at 7:30 on Sunday, so it's, yeah, we're there on Friday till Sunday. But I'm gonna make a point of not sitting in the my room playing music this time. That's
Yeah.
why we've kind of been rehearsing this week. And yeah, just hand it over. It is what it is. If I'm not great on stage, it doesn't matter. The other guys can mask it for me and hide
And
it.
will there be new songs at this set, or what can we expect?
It's kind of we're doing one we've never played before. It's on the record. It's on the new record, Hand Me Downs. I think we maybe tried to play it once. I can't remember, but it's a new song. We're the first kind of outing of it, and then we've kind of reworked a bunch of the heavier songs and kind of made them quite moody, quite dark, and just slower. So it's quite nice to. So it is. It's all technically new, but it's old songs with a new sound. I love doing that. I love taking songs to pieces and kind of tearing them apart and trying to restructure them or rearrange them. It's good.
Well, let's play a song by Haver. What would you like us to play?
Better, I think, featuring Devin Casson, our dear friend Devin. It's from our upcoming record, but we
Okay.
released it as a single not too long ago. I can't remember, but it's our current single, so it's been out for a wee while.
We'll play that at the end of our conversation here on Roof English Radio today. But it all starts at 12:30 on Saturday. Lucky Records in Reykjavik. It is Meet the Neighbours, the new season. And
Yeah.
you're on at 2:30, we think.
2:30, yes, we are.
This is a free day of music as well, isn't it?
Yeah, there's a lot of great acts like Cowboy Hunters and Lizzie Reed as well, who I'm very excited to see. I've not seen Lizzie play for a long time, for many years. And it's weird. I've never actually met her, I don't think. So
Okay.
I'm quite excited to meet her as well. That'll be really cool.
And it's a really great space, as you've said as well, Lucky Records in the center of Reykjavik. So enjoy. That's happening
I
on
will.
Saturday. It's a sort of allied event to Airwaves, isn't it?
Yep, so we're hoping we can go out and adventure in Airwaves as well, catch up some other bands and just enjoy ourselves. It's a holiday, a working holiday.
This Saturday, Lucky
Awesome.
Records in Reykjavik, and that's Billy from
Oh, thank
Haver,
you.
one of the bands from Scotland at this Scottish and Icelandic annual showcase now, Meet the Neighbours, coming up this Saturday. It's Roof English Radio. My name's Darren Adam, and you can get in touch anytime. We are english@ruv.is.
Each day when I wake up, I say that I will change, but it's who I am, it's all I know. In fear and a strange that got lost in my own ways, held my head in my hands, a heap on the floor. Don't know if I'm sane, but I know I've been saved. I opened my heart, regained my soul, and all I need is a light to guide me, steer me through the night. I pray that tomorrow I'll wake up better, I'll be free from the devil's hands, escape from this weathered land. I pray that tomorrow I'll wake up better, I'll be free from the devil's hands, escape from this weathered land.
Devil's hands, escape from this weathered land. I was
There is more from RÚV English with all the news from Iceland in English at ruv.is/English. RÚV English Radio is a daily English language radio from Iceland's national broadcaster, RÚV.